breakup has been harder on the lower Kuskokwim than the upper river this year. 15 miles upriver of Bethel, the village of Queethluck is flooding in all low-lying areas. 31 elderly and chronic care patients were evacuated to Bethel before waters closed off the airport road. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
The village sits on the Queethluck River, which is a main tributary of the lower Kuskokwim River. But now, the steep riverbank has all but disappeared, and the surrounding landscape has been flattened by floodwater. Several roadways in town are underwater, and many buildings, including the city office and washateria, are surrounded in water. The local city council has declared a state of disaster in the community. David Epchuk is Queethluck city manager and the commander of the incident management team.
We've restricted traffic on the roads to essential traffic for emergency services that we'll be providing.
Even with the flooding, things could be a lot worse in Queethluck if it was like 2009 when floodwaters rose in just a few hours. This year, the Kuskokwim breakup has been slow, and residents knew about the potential for flooding a few days before high water set in. Epchuk says he expects at least minor flooding to last for several more days.
There probably will be mail delivery, except for the road breaks. They have to offload and reload and get it to the post office, which is surrounded by water, by the way.
This year, people are a lot more organized than they ever had been.
That's Peter Atchak, who has been a Bethel Search and Rescue volunteer for over 30 years.
That's what we've been dreaming for the last quite some number of years, and it's finally happening that agencies are stepping forward.
Atchak says the slow breakup, combined with an improved effort by local organizations, has given communities along the river the chance to prepare for breakup flooding this year. State, federal, regional, and tribal groups have been meeting regularly over the past week to stay informed about the breakup progress. The nonprofit regional organization, the Association of Village Council Presidents, organized housing in Bethel for evacuees. The American Red Cross is in Bethel meeting with individuals today. The State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management is asking that all donations go through either AVCP or the Red Cross. Next up for possible flooding is Bethel. As the breakup front continues to move downriver, low-lying areas in Bethel are already flooding, and it's expected to worsen over the next 24 hours. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.